Hello and welcome to the Stories Mania podcast. The piece today is Fear by Burning Blade. After Jake finished putting on his virtual reality suit, he logged into the Dark Realm. The Dark Realm was an online virtual reality video game that millions of people played. The game was based on a role that evil had consumed, and you must ward it off. The aspects of the game that so many people find enjoyable is the virtual reality, how your character can run as far as you can run. Jake had recently purchased the game and was playing it for the first time. After logging in, he found himself in a desert town. Small buildings were surrounding the town with people standing in them and outside of them. There was a fountain in the middle of the town with fresh water pouring. The ground was sand and rock, not a tree in sight. The only sign of nature was the fountain. Jake looked behind him and saw an elf staring at him. She had a wooden bow slung around her back, white linen armor, white and black leather slacks, black leather gloves, and black leather boots. She had long ears and two stripes going from her forehead over her eyes and down. She spoke in a quiet but peaceful voice. "Who might you be, young adventurer?" "My name is Ronan," Jake said, quickly responded, still wondering who the elf lady was. "Might I ask you who you are?"
"I am Senea Ladai, village chiefess. I am here to start you off in the Dark Realm. You've been summoned to this world to help us and others alike ward off the evil darkness that threatens to consume these great lands. Each player has their own specialization. You may choose what yours is, but keep in mind, it cannot be changed. Your options are a warrior, a skillful hand-to-hand combat fighter, paladin, a lesser warrior with the ability to heal yourself at will, mage, the ultimate caster of fire, ice, and wind. Summoners, these spiritual people call forth demons and other world to aid them in combat. The clerics, the greatest healers to ever step forth into this world. The rangers, which skillful with the bow, their abilities also include of crossbows and daggers. Thief, a skillful and swift job, a job so skillful they can fade into the shadow and kill their opponents with ease.
Wow, let's see. I like to be a warrior," Ronan replied. "Excellent choice. You'll fit right in around these parts. You should already know the controls and where to go. If you need any help, just ask me. May the gods be with you and good luck." Senea bowed and then suddenly vanished. Ronan was a bit shocked, but remembered her saying that thieves could fade into the shadows. Ronan turned and started examining the town. He saw two players talking beside the fountain with a third coming over to them. He ran up to them and then instantly halted, trying to catch his breath while explaining something. "They've begun a raid. It's big. Real big. We need to fight them off. Let's go," the man shouted at the other two. The three of them turned off and ran towards the large gate that connected the town and the desert outside. One of the girls who was running to the gate turned and shouted to Ronan, "Come! We need all the help we can get." Ronan didn't even consider it. He just immediately followed and rushed to keep up. They finally stepped at the high stone that protected the town and unsheathed all their swords, bow, and other weapons. Ronan lined up beside the lady. "What's going on?" "A raid. The demons are trying to take over the town. We're here to fight them off." She grinned as she stared into the sand dunes. "Too bad a high level isn't not here. There may be low levels, but there's a whole lot of them. I hope you're up for the challenge." "Never been more ready." He laughed in fear. He didn't want to die, but on the other hand, it'll be a good test to prove his skill. Ronan pulled a long sword off his back and gripped it tightly with both hands, stared out at the sand dunes, waiting for the attack. The man who was running earlier held his hand down and suddenly a fireball appeared, floating above his hand. The other one had a bow with an arrow already loaded. The girl beside Ronan was a cleric. She wore a long white robe and carried a short sword on her belt. "Here they come. Get ready, Ronan." That was Fear by Burning Blade. Thank you for listening to the Stories Mania podcast.